Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by thanking you for being super fantastic slash amazing. You've been so good with subscribing, leaving positive ratings and reviews on YouTube, on iTunes platform. No matter where you're at, everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at growmycleaningcompany.com. Make sure you go there, check out the free Facebook group, all the good content we've got. You guys are awesome. Thanks for being the best audience in the world. Today, we are chatting with Edwin Ruiz from SoCal Thorough Cleaning Services. SoCal Thorough Cleaning has served the LA and San Fernando Valley area with commercial cleaning for just about a year. If you want to reach out to Edwin and his team, you can hold them at www.socalthoroughcleaningservices.com. Edwin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. How are you?
Glad to have you, man. So first and foremost, how on God's green earth did we get so... I know SoCal for... I'm in Arizona, so I know that SoCal stands for Southern California. But I got to tell you, SoCal Thorough Cleaning... I talk for a living. I can't say that. How on God's green earth did you come up with that name?
Well, I mean, everyone always uses the term thorough, you know? Like, oh, can we get a thorough cleaning, a thorough deep clean? So I'm like, oh, that sounds like something I can incorporate into the name. So I was like, SoCal, we're in Southern California, thorough. You know, it's a detailed, deep clean, just thorough. So I'm like, oh, let's go ahead and add that. And then cleaning services, of course, because we're cleaning services. But then, you know, over time, I'm like, oh, that's a really long name. But that's how that came about, just hearing the word constantly thorough, like detailed. It hopefully gives like the customer a sense of detail. That's what we focus on.
All right, beautiful. So how did you wander into the cleaning business, my friend? Is that your background or what made you get started?
No, I was in manufacturing, actually, in the aviation industry. And then from there, you know, I just didn't really like the whole aviation scene. So I went into manufacturing, which sort of related. And I'm like, I was really honestly looking for extra income after, like, as a part-time, after my main source of income. And I'm like, what's something I could do that, you know, won't take too much time, could do in late hours? And I started hearing about the cleaning business or just the cleaning industry in general. And I contacted a few local companies and I was subcontracted as a cleaner. And over time, I'm maybe 2 years doing it. I'm like, this is something I could possibly wish to try or just give it a shot and see how it goes. And I've always wanted to run a business and see how that goes. And just over time, it kind of just happened about a year ago when I finally made that last decision to go ahead and step foot into the cleaning industry and run it.
Well, glad you are here, and hopefully we'll be able to help you today. What is going on in your world that hopefully we can give you some coaching on right now?
Yeah, well, I'm in this situation right now, and I mean, you touched upon it on past broadcasts, but what I'm struggling with is I have this particular client. So he provides about 6 of my contracts. It's a general property management company. And the thing is, they want to clean them by the same company. And the problem is, on 3 of those contracts, they were bid just as they supposed to be. But 3 of them I completely underbid. And now they're kind of kicking me in the butt. You know, it's just that I'm struggling with payments. The labor is just it's too much compared to what the pay is. And the problem is that this customer is really hard to get tonight. They don't want to pay up at all. And it's a struggle to get them to, you know, to convince them to raise the prices. And the thing is, I'm afraid that if I try to raise the prices on these 3 contracts, I'm just going to lose all 6 contracts because they want the same crew or the same company to go ahead and do the cleaning from that. And the problem is also they provide so much work for some of my cleaners and workers and myself, you know, it'd be a big loss. So my question is, how can I go about convincing this company to raise their prices, and how can I go about this so they don't, you know, just cancel the whole contract, which is 6 of those, you know, actual locations for me that we service?
Yeah, great question. Just a little background information for me in Cleaning Nation. What percentage of your company do these 6 contracts represent? Just so I know if this is a 10% of your deal or 90%. You know, those are a little bit different answers.
I want to say it's like 40%, almost half, because it's a large. They do it. It's a large amount. So it's just a large portion of the business.
Good. So what I hear you saying is you've got a big contract that you'd like to get rid of. First, we've got to go through red, yellow, and green. Red means you are making no money, or you're literally paying them for the privilege to clean there. So that's red. Yellow is you're making some money. It's profitable or very marginally profitable, but it doesn't hit your minimums. And green is it's exactly the way you want it to be. Any questions on red, yellow, green before we go forward?
No, that's right.
Cool. So that's the first thing we need to do is decide if they are red, yellow, green. Typically, if it's just a regular contract, I would coach you to, hey, if they're yellow or red, we gotta just raise prices. And the thing about raising prices is not a conversation or a negotiation, right? So when you say they're hard to get money out of, or they're this or they're that, we decide how we're going to run our business. And if they don't want to play, then that's okay. They don't have to play. So we never go in and ask for a price increase. If we need a price increase, we let them know this will be the new pricing as of this date. And that's the end of that. They have two options. They can pay the new price, or they can discontinue service and go somewhere else. But we don't want to get into this gray area of negotiating and wrangling and, well, I can do it a little better. The blah, blah, blah. That's not how this isn't a bazaar in Madagascar, right? This is, we're real business people and we have pricing and that's what it costs. Because they are the size that they're, and they've got, they represent 40% of your income, we have to tread a little more lightly than we would with a regular customer. Just so what I'd probably do is two calculations. One is I would do that red, yellow, green calculation with each of the six jobs. And it sounds like, you know, that it sounds like of the six, you said three are in the green area and then the other three are red or yellow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd find out if the three that are red or yellow, if they're red or yellow. If they're yellow, I'm more likely to let the whole thing slide. If they're red, I'm less tolerant of doing that. Once I've done that, I would probably do the whole contract as, or all six of them put together, just in case. Because again, we don't know if that's a, I don't want to say a bluff, but we don't know if that's a reality, that under no circumstance will they have two separate cleaners, or just a preference, right? But I'd hate to have you losing money over a preference. So the second thing I'm going to do is check the whole contract and say, if it is, if the only option I have is all or nothing, if they won't do anything different, if that's the case, is it, is the whole contract red, yellow, or green? Do you have any idea? You'll have to do this on your own time, but do you have any idea if you added all six of them up and kind of figured, is that a profitable contract as a whole, or is it yellow or red? What are your thoughts?
It might be leaning more towards the yellow. Maybe with the slight increase could be green. Just, you know, the price, I would say yellow for the most part.
Okay. So that's a tough one. I can only tell you what I would do in that case. If it was yellow, on the top end of yellow, really close to green as a whole, I would have to decide, will they fire me if I raise prices, or if I lower prices, or I'm sorry, raise prices on the three unprofitable ones? Because again, I don't want to do a bunch of negotiation, right? Once I say this is the new price, I'm just not going to get in a negotiating battle, right? I have to be prepared to walk away. I would probably find out if I could test and just maybe, do you have a fairly good relationship with the property manager?
Yeah, I know it's a very close, you know. They really appreciate all my work. So
perfect. So I would be very transparent, and I just go to them and say exactly, just kind of have this conversation that we're having, and say, listen, A, we love you. You represent a large part of our business, so we are very motivated to make sure that you guys get the best service and we take good care of you. Here's my dilemma. Of the six accounts we've got, we're really pleased with three. We've got all the resources we need to get you the result that you want, that we talked about during the bidding process. And we love you and can't tell you how much we appreciate working with you and want to make sure we're taking good care of you. On these three, we're getting slaughtered and we do not have the resources to take good care of you. And we need more money. So my fear, and just tell them, my fear is if we don't raise prices, we're not gonna be able to take good care of you. And that's no good, right? We don't want to part, not friends. We want to do the work that we told you we'd do. But if I come to you for more money in these three, you're going to take away all six. Any feedback on what you should do in my case? So you're not asking for a price increase. You're just telling them where you stand and kind of letting them coach you and say, what would you do? How do I handle this? I want to make sure I've got the resources to take good care of you, but we don't want to lose the account. And then I'd be quiet and let them talk. Any thoughts there?
No, I mean, I probably try to let them, you know, just be honest with them, tell them that see if I got these three accounts and they really are killing me. You know, you guys either help me raise and, you know, accept the raise on these other three, because we can't really afford to take this hit. And if you want the great service, I mean, we're just gonna have to either, you know, raise these three prices or just entirely leave the whole contract as a whole. I guess I just think it's more of a burden you know, with these three, because they're really large contracts, the three that are hurting me rather than the three that are, you know, appropriately priced. I just have to be real honest with them.
Well, I'd start, make it a two-step process. So the first conversation is zero. You're going to have to pay more. If you can't pay, we're not going to be able to take care of you. That would be step two. Step one is just being transparent and say, here's the situation. I don't know what to do. Can you offer me some help? How can we resolve this so everybody is happy? Based on that, you'll kind of go back, regather your resources, and decide if you're going to give an ultimatum, which is happy to do the first three at the prices that we've agreed. These three need to be this price.
Right, right. Okay. That sounds fair enough.
All right. Let's hit the lightning round. We'll give you the opportunity to share some of your experience with Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Do as to others as you would like to be treated to yourself. It's just been honestly, be honest to everyone. It's always been the best piece of advice to me.
Hard to argue with that one. Great point. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can learn from?
I want to say it's pretty typical. It's the underbidding, just sure. Not going out with enough experience and just underbidding, thinking if I underbid, it's just an easy way to get the contract. And in turn, it really just hits you back hard afterwards.
Yeah, exactly what we've been talking about today. I'm so glad that you see that. And hopefully, again, Cleaning Nation, you can, smart people learn from their mistakes. Really smart people learn from other people's mistakes. So if you've heard that over and over again, make sure you're not on the, you know, on the show later going, I should have raised my prices. Do it now. All right. Last thing. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something easy that will improve their lives or their business that's super easy to implement.
I want to say just really do your research with each account that you go and search. Not always getting the lowest, you know, not always getting the lowest bid or just looking for an account is always the best. You got to make sure it works for you and the growth of your personal business. And, you know, as a cleaner, you learn and just try to analyze each and every individual job that you're going to go and service.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. There's just because you win a contract doesn't mean you've won anything, right? You can, if you underbid or overpay for something, that's not typically winning. So really excellent insight, very valuable, Clean Nation. Edwin, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Edwin's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it is all at growmycleaningcompany.com. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.